Blog Talk Radio.
Check 1, 2.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. I had so many technical difficulties yesterday when I was doing the show and decided that I was going to go ahead and delete it and make it so that I could do another show and make it a little crisper and all of that. So let me hang up on myself. I was wanting to test everything and make sure that everything was working before I actually, you know, really kind of got into this. So I have my headset on. I had the phone going. I talked to Skype yesterday. I talked to Comcast yesterday. I talked to Blog Talk Radio. I hope that all the glitches have been worked out. So today, I just wanted to do another show. Maybe it'll be just more music and me sharing thoughts, kind of like what I normally do at the coffee house. I'm so sorry, you know, that things didn't work out yesterday. I had a lot of live listeners, and I appreciate everybody who tuned in yesterday to the coffee house. As Neil Soldier, you know, was my co-host again. Dolan, an amazing soul singer out of Houston, called in. Stephen Jerome Ferguson from SJF Music, musician and producer out of Kansas City. And then my dear friend, Big Trigger, Clay Corley Sr., called in from Philadelphia. So thank you to my friends. Thank you to everybody who listened live. And man, it kind of sucks when you have technical difficulties going on and, you know, I couldn't do anything about it. But I talked to everybody who may have played a role in the issues. And so hopefully with that and resetting and troubleshooting and everything, we got things worked out. So I'm going to play some of my favorite people. You know, I take the liberties. This is, you know, my anniversary month, 4 years of being on Flavor News Radio. Woohoo! But I'm going to play some of my favorite people. This lady that I'm going to play, she's very, very dear to my heart. We go back before the days of me even thinking about a Lady Flavor anything or a Flavor Coffee House anything. She was my sister, domestic violence advocate and New Beginnings for Battered Women and Their Children. She's the very first artist I ever saw perform in Seattle that I knew. And this is my girl Sister Love with her piece Bam Bams.
Bam, bam.
tell you I love you no more. You love me more. You go in April. Even if I tell you I love you no more. Even if I let you go in April. You gon' doubt it. You gon' doubt it. Even if I say I'm going away, you make me stay. You gon' make me stay. You make me stay. Hey. Even if I claim I'm not coming back, you take me back. You take me back. You take me back. Even if I let you go in April, even if I claim I'm not coming back, even if I let you go in April, let me go. Why don't you let me go?
Lady Flava at the Coffee House, continuing my celebration of 4 years here on Flava News Radio. I hope you're doing well. I'm so happy that you're here with me. As I was saying earlier in the show, yesterday just had so many technical difficulties. I had a lot of live listeners, and I felt really bad. I really, really thought about this yesterday, and I decided to delete yesterday's show. I just had too many problems, and, you know, I started playing music, and Neil Soldier was talking, and, you know, everything just went dead on me so many times during the show. I couldn't hear anything. I didn't know what was going on. So, yeah, I got a little frustrated and decided, okay, let me just delete this. Let me talk to all parties that I needed to try to work through the technical difficulties and challenges, and I'm crossing my fingers that today the show is working out. You know, normally on Sundays I take the day off, and I recognize that I need to have a day that I don't do anything that has to do with business, and I'm glad that I do that. But today I also at the same time felt like I needed to make up, you know, what I lacked yesterday. So thank you so much for tuning in if you're listening live. And thank you to all those that come back and check out the archives. You really make the numbers jump. And I'm so appreciative for all of you that come check me out here on Flava News Radio. So today I opened up with some of my favorite local talents. For those of you that don't know, I live in Seattle, Washington, out here in the Pacific Northwest, but I support artists not only from here, but across the United States and around the globe. But I am blessed to know some great, great talents. I am blessed to have the opportunity from time to time to experience new talents that I didn't even know. But I opened up today's show with my girl, Sister Love. She and I have history. We go way, way, way back. but she's the very first local talent that I ever experienced, you know, see live on the stage. And it's so exciting, you know, to come full circle to this point in our lives and be connected this way through the arts, because at that point we weren't, but to now be connected through the arts. So that was Sister Love with her piece Bam Bams. Going into Miss Tiffany Wilson with Happy. Now, I have not met Tiffany yet, and I've not seen her perform live yet, but she's one of those artists I want to, you know, I want to really meet her. I really want to see her perform on stage. I don't know. They're just, for me, there's a draw. And so I love her music. And yes, one day, very, very soon, I'm going to have that opportunity to experience all of that. Then Reggie LaFleur first came to know of his talents, oh gosh, whenever Cool Out 19 took place. I don't know what year, maybe 2-3 years ago. And I played his piece, April Fools. There's something very authentic and organic about Reggie. His style of play, the way that he looks, his style of music. And he's very, very eclectic and diverse. So he just kind of, I don't know, there's something about him that just says, you know, stop and pay attention because he's different. He doesn't blend in, you know, with others. He stands out. And so I played Reggie LaFleur. Oh, Walter Finch. Walter Finch, oh my goodness. That man gives the best hugs. He does. You know, do you know people that just give really good, genuine hugs? He makes me smile just when I think about him. He makes me smile when I see him. And the beautiful thing is he smiles back. You know, so I played Walter Finch with his piece, Never Be Lonely. And then my family, Black Stax. You know, I talk about them all the time. I will always play Black Stax. Black Stax is one of the first groups I ever played on Flava News Radio when I first started, thanks to my partner, L.A. And I played their piece, Night By. I originally wanted to play their piece, Night By, that was performed live at the Triple Door, but I didn't. I clicked the wrong Night By. But, you know, that's how it goes. By no means do I ever try to be, you know, claim to be perfect. By no means do I ever think I want to be perfect. But I do want to work towards, you know, doing things better. And that's one of the reasons why I talk so much on Flava News Radio. That's why I post so much online to get people thinking. And, you know, there are times when I have had other glitches, you know, happen here on the radio, and I wasn't so upset. But I think that I was thinking through this process last night, why did it bother me so much? Well, because my live listeners were there, you know, and I really wanted them to have a good experience. You know, I really wanted to celebrate Flava News Radio. I wanted to celebrate the artists that I play on the radio, and it just frustrated me that just did not go smoothly. I have a very large archive following, very, very large archive following, and that wasn't a show I wanted them to come back and listen to, because it wouldn't be something you could even just sit and listen to as you're doing your work or going about your day and have it in the background. There were so many glitches to it. You know, so, you know, but I'm not one of those hosts that try to have those, like, perfect written out lists of what they're going to talk about. Or I'm not one of those hosts that pre-plan who I'm going to play on my show, because I just don't do it. You know, I know a lot of artists say, hey, Flava, you know, let us know when you're going to play us on your show, and we'll tune in and we'll tell people. But you know what? My whole thing is if I'm playing you, you should listen, you know? And support who I am and what I do, too. I think that's one of the challenges that happens in doing what we do who are not artists, is to get the support back, to get the support in return from the artists, you know, to let people know that we're playing you, to let people know that we are featuring you, to let people know that, you know, we support you. Because just as much as we are trying to help you gain exposure, you know, it is helpful for us to gain that exposure in return. You know, so think about that. Think about that the next time. Blog Talk Radio has grown from the time that I became a host, or even from, you know, I think my membership goes back to like 2007. The listenership, the type of radio shows there are, and now the rich and famous are on Blog Talk Radio with us. You know, some of the people we see in mainstream media have been featured, have had done shows, have been interviewed on Blog Talk Radio. So this is definitely not a forum to sleep on. I know that even when it comes to artists, you know, their whole goal is to be heard on mainstream radio. Well, out here in the Pacific Northwest, we're really, really limited as to what radio stations there are to listen to. And, you know, we're really limited as to, you know, really honestly any underground independent artist being heard on them. And so this is the perfect platform. More and more people are listening. More and more capabilities are being created so that you do not have to sit in front of a computer and listen to us. You can take us with you. You know, there's apps for your cell phones and tablets and all of that, you know, to be able to take Blog Talk Radio or any internet radio with you as you travel. So I'm really excited, and I'm about being a part of this, because I never, you know, anticipated where this would go. I never thought I'd see Oprah's name or Tavis Smiley's name or Forrest Whitaker's name associated with Blog Talk Radio, and that's becoming the norm right now. So, but I want to get into some more of my favorite people. Today I'm just going to pick people that make me personally smile. And I want to play next my girl Monica Monet. She has stuck with me. Wow, we've been working together since about 2011. We brought her out here to the Pacific Northwest to do a mini tour as she was releasing her album, Simply Beautiful. Just learned a lot about the challenges of being an independent artist, you know, being involved with Monica, and really, really, you know, experience, you know, heartaches and frustrations that she has had to go through and I've gone through with her. And I appreciate that journey. So I want to play the first song that I ever, ever heard by Monica Monet. I heard it on Paradigm's show, and that's how I met Monica. So I'm going to play her single off of her Simply Beautiful CD, Gravity.
Me, yeah. Da, 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 da. Ooh. to be loved, not just. I'm trying to get up, out, but gravity keeps me down. I'm trying to stop crying, but gravity keeps forcing my tears to the ground.
One another, and I'll do it again if I
dirty love.
It's been a long time, but I'm glad you're mine. This love is so divine.
Journey of love,
but it's only time. Right now I'm gonna make you mine.
Journey of love.
It's been a long time, but I'm glad you're mine. This love is so divine.
Journey of love.
Never gonna let you go again. Now listen, girl, yeah, I would give you the world if I could. Protect you from the raindrops that fall from the sky.
Hey, I'm your guardian angel, I can lie.
Whatever you want,
I got it.
Whatever you need,
I got it.
Just tell me what you want, girl, I'm aimed to please you. You're the one for me.
The journey of love,
it's been a long time, but I'm glad you're mine. This love is so divine.
Journey of love,
but it's only time. Right now I'm gonna make you mine.
Journey of love,
it's been a long time, but I'm glad you're mine. This love is so divine.
Journey of love.
Never gonna let you go.
Journey of love.
It's been a long time, but I'm glad.
that I wish for you is just to be natural.
Natural, you are the one, stay natural. You are the one, stay natural. that you know, feeling to show, feelings I just can't deny. Oh baby, I've been watching you for a while, and I really like your style, babe. But before I break it down, let you in. Can we be more than friends? Oh baby,
this love is for you.
Do it, shake my head and smile, 'cause you really drive me wild, babe. I know you heard about me all over town, about the love I'm putting down, but the truth they don't know for sure. Now the truth, my dear, it's knocking at your door. All this love is waiting for you. This love is waiting for you. All this love is waiting for you.
Never before had it seem so right. And it was your body halo that brought me to you tonight.
And I need and want everything that you own.
And in trade, when I awake from this daze, you own my soul. Never had a hack such beauty in all dreams. And I never thought that she could be big as me. And I never thought that all the other ones would disappear until now.
She was from Brooklyn, baby.
She was from Brooklyn, baby. And she had a swagger that I never seen before.
She was from Brooklyn, baby, baby.
That girl's just bad, and I know.
Tonight I'm gonna find a way to make her mine.
If you're just tuning in to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style, this is kind of my day off. I'm doing a redo show today, and I'm playing some of my very, very favorite artists. They mean something to me, whether I have met them in person or there's something about their music or they've come on my radio show as a featured guest. And so in this last set, I played my girl, my sister friend, Miss Monica Monet, with her single off of her CD, Gravity, or, well, the CD is Simply Beautiful, excuse me. The single is Gravity. Going into her brother and partner in crime down there in Jacksonville, Florida, Halon Keith with his single, Journey of Love. Then my girl, Coley Williams. Now, talk about a spirit. This is somebody I really, really, really want to meet in person. And I just keep talking about it. And I put it out into the universe. I tell her I'm going to walk through the doors of JoJo's one day out there in Washington, D.C. and witness her on stage performing live. but there's something really, really special about her. And I'm just drawn to really want to experience her in person. So I played Coley Williams with her brand new single called Natural. Going into my boy Robert G down there in California. He is another artist that has an amazing soul. And I started actually playing him right about the time that I started Flavor News Radio, shortly after that point. And there's something special. There's something really, really special about him. And it's been exciting watching his journey. He has performed, you know, live on stage in musicals to, you know, just performing and singing. He's working on new music right now, so I'm really excited about, you know, his up-and-coming project. And he's just an artist that, you know, I really would encourage you to pay attention to all of the artists that you hear on Flavor News Radio. I would encourage you to get to know and pay attention to. But Robert G, he's pretty, pretty special. Then closing out that set with Paris Tune and Mother's Favorite Child out of Arizona. Let me tell you, this man is an amazing songwriter and producer. He has worked with some amazing, amazing gifted, talented musicians and artists down that way. And he's got a heart. He's got a heart, and at times he wears it on his sleeves, and he lets you know exactly how he thinks and feels, you know, from the excitements that he experiences to the hardships and frustrations he experiences. And he's probably one of my favorite people that I've had come on the leopard carpet with me, because he just really told his truth. And I appreciate people like that, because I think so many times we do the politically correct thing and we hold in what we think and feel about certain experiences. And I don't tend to do that. I tend to tell my truth, and I tend to share. And I do that because I feel like sometimes I need to be a mouthpiece for many. I have many conversations with a variety of people in this industry, and they're always behind the scenes. And we never have these conversations publicly. And I think that it's information that you really, really need to hear and get to know. So, you know, that's why I do the radio, I think. I think because it allows me a platform. you know, to share my thoughts, to share amazing talents with you. And I'm getting the feeling that you kind of dig my honesty and my style, because you keep coming back, you keep coming back. My listenership is growing, and it's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing to be Lady Flava and to be here with you, celebrating 4 years of being on the radio. Ah, man, I cannot believe it's been 4 years already. Shout out to Dwayne Olson of Soul City Radio, who kind of got me started. You know, he asked me to be a part of his show when he was on Blog Talk Radio. Now he has his own radio station. And he's, I believe, syndicated on other stations and all. But, you know, shout out to him, because he really encouraged me and put that thought in my head to do it. Shout out to Roderick Johnson, who was my business partner, and he pushed me to just really start it, you know, on my own station. And I've been here ever since. And so there are people who have definitely been instrumental in my life as I embarked on this journey. And the funny thing is, I didn't even know what kind of journey I was on. All I knew is that God put it in my soul that I needed to support artists, and that I needed to help them have platforms to be heard and seen. Did not know that it would take me in any direction of any type of, you know, real significance, you know, out there. Didn't even know past when, you know, I had Flava Coffee House that I would be doing anything bigger than that, you know, doing open mics at my coffee shop and selling artists' art and out of there, and, you know, being a part of those type of things that I created right there with the help of my Flava Coffee House family. You know, I just knew that I loved art, and, you know, it's really, really grown. And it did get pushed in a direction of supporting musical talents more so than authors, which authors were my first love and draw. I really am hoping that at some point I will get back to that. You know, but, it, you know, I struggle with reading. And that's one of the things that really, really bothers me. I struggle with reading. Sometimes I think I feel like I have ADHD or ADD or whatever it's called, because I have a hard time focusing and staying still on one type of thing. I don't generally watch a movie all the way straight through on TV or a TV show. And so it's really hard for me to read a book. And I used to be an avid reader. I used to go through a couple books a week, and now I struggle, you know, with that. So that's one of the parts that just kind of does bother me about who I am and what my love is when it comes to, you know, the arts and creating and experience those creators, because there's some amazing authors out there, some amazing authors out there. And I'm just kind of limited, you know, right now in what I'm experiencing. My daddy has just gotten up, so let me get him some coffee going and his breakfast going. So I'm going to continue with some of my favorite artists. And this particular man, I don't know how long ago, maybe 2 years, I've been playing his music. Finally had the opportunity to speak with him on the phone not that long ago, a week or so ago. He generally lives in Denmark, but he happens to be in the States right now, and was really excited to have a great conversation. I knew it would be great whenever it took place, but I feel very, very blessed to finally have that opportunity. This is Tony Bunn, and I'm going to play a piece off of an older project of his, but it's new for me, and it's going to be new for you. This is called Mystique off of his Spirit Moves CD. All right. Daddy's all settled with his coffee and breakfast, and I went in the direction of playing some of my favorite jazz artists that I'm connected to and I have much respect and appreciation for. So I started out that set with Tony Bunn out of Denmark with his piece Mystique, going into Stephen Jerome Ferguson, John D. Green Sr., and Paul Ferguson with a piece that they graciously and kindly named Leopard Jam. I don't know if you know, I love leopard print. Leopard print anything. So when you see my little cheesy flyers and different things, I try to incorporate leopard print in as much as possible. And so when this song came out and it was sent to me, I just was overwhelmed and appreciative, you know, to have a song kind of dedicated to me. So thank you, Stephen and John D. Green Sr. and Paul Ferguson for this beautiful gift. Then going into one of my favorite talents. And another person, an artist that I want to meet in person, was Melvin Chenault out there in Detroit with his piece Brown. I've only seen videos of him play, but it is absolutely amazing. You can hear how amazing he is at playing the guitar. But you should Google his name, because just to kind of watch him, you know, is kind of fascinating to me. But maybe I'm just kind of weird like that. You know, watching musicians play is really, really fascinating. Or to have that opportunity to hear them create and kind of going through that process with them. Then I went into Ava Lamert down there in Sacramento, California. This lady, she's got so much heart. She's a great person. She is trying to find every angle out there to, you know, get her music heard and respected and performed at some great places. I, too, want to get out there and be able to witness her performing. She's an amazing jazz, bluesy, soulful vocalist also, not just a saxophone player. So definitely check out Miss Ava Lamert. The next gentleman, Mr. Chinelu Bomani, is very, very special to me. He has created a great deal of my openers for my radio shows. He and I go way back to the MySpace days, and he's an amazing thought-provoking poet. He's an amazing musician, also out of the Detroit area. I know he's had some health concerns. I don't see him online, you know, too much. And also, he's just, you know, for him to do these intros for my shows and to be a part of my world in that way, and to have amazing, interesting, eclectic sounds to play for you. I also have poetry by him, so I definitely need to get around to playing that. So blessings go out to Mr. Bomani. And then closing out that set was a piece called December Butterfly by my dear musical angel Patrick Domino. He is a gentleman that came into my life, and shortly after he came into my world, we connected in a very, very special way. And he started sending me his music. He listened to my shows. He critiqued my shows. He came on one of my shows with me. You know, he told me that he had cancer, that he had lung cancer. You know, and sometimes when you connect with people, you just don't really know how honest they are and how truthful their stories are. You know, so I try not to take too much in. But I could tell in conversations over time that he, in fact, you know, did have health concerns. But he just never really, really let on. His spirit was always, always good. He was grateful for life. He was grateful for music. He was grateful for his lady. And so, but I was really blessed to have him send me his music. I was really blessed to be able to say goodbye to him. I spoke to him shortly before he passed, and I will always, always honor him and play him. here on Flavor News Radio. So those are the type of amazing things that come my way to experience music and share it with you, to experience on a deeper level with some artists, to be able to grow, you know, in this arena of the musics and arts and entertainment, you know, and all of that. I really, really want to get more into supporting other types of art forms, though. So please, please keep that in mind. You know, my love for literature has not gone away from not wanting to support artists. I just struggle sitting and concentrating on reading a book. That's not any author's fault. That's something I just need to work through myself and figure out what the issue is with that. You know, but there's some amazing painters out there like Kuwa and Candy Acid and, you know, some amazing, amazing creative people out there that I want to be able to support somehow, you know, online, on the radio, you know, whatever, and, you know, be able to share them and their stories with you and to, you know, hopefully get you to stop and pay attention. You know, this is the holiday time, and I'm not big on giving holiday gifts. I just hate to see people spend money and on gifts when I really would rather see you spend money on gathering, you know, and spending time with loved ones and families. Because I think that's the worst thing going into the new year, being in debt. But, you know, I understand the concept and all of that. It's just, I kind of have mixed emotions on it. But if you were to buy a gift, I really would, you know, encourage you to check out some of the artists that you can find online. There's some great crafters like Yarn Couture. There's great music out there like Mark Van Claggett and Black Stax and Monica Monet and, you know, John Hopkins. I mean, I could go on and on, right? Robert G., Stephen Jerome Ferguson. I could go on and on with the great musical talents that are out there. There are great authors like, you know, Barbara Grosvenor and Alvin Lloyd, Alexander Horn and Travis Fox and just some great, great, you know, authors out there. Kiana Davis, she's got a poetry book that I need to read and check out, but I know it's great just because it's from the things that I see her posts are very, very thought-provoking. Keith Wheeler, oh, my goodness. This is a young man I really, really want to meet, but he's got a book out. Just Google his name, Keith Wheeler, and he'll make you think. He will really make you think. I don't care what your age is. Sometimes you just need somebody, you know, to just say, oh, you know what? This makes so much sense. But I want to thank you again for tuning in today. You know, I did it solo. I didn't want to impose upon Neo Soldier or anybody to come do this with me because it was kind of a very, very last-minute thing. I'm so sorry to all that came out and listened to the show yesterday. You know, I appreciate you coming out because there was a lot of you. But that show just was not done, you know, well due to the technical difficulties. So hopefully today's show is coming through okay. But I want to close out today's show with some of my favorite hip-hop artists from here in the Pacific Northwest and maybe even beyond. So I'm going to start out this last set before closing out the show today with one of my absolute favorite people and artist out of the Pacific Northwest. I love him. I love his wife and his daughter, and he's got another baby coming just right around the corner. This is J.C. Flow, and which piece? I think I'm going to play for Fire to Our World, which actually features one of my family members, Shea Black.
Can I get a little more gasoline so I can light fire to our world? I'll be whatever you need me to be so we can fight through this pain. Can I get a little more gasoline so I can light fire to our world? Maybe you'll finally see me. I am.
You picked my battered soul from day one, my resurrection. Used to feel completely empty until that you mentioned hope, birth, but in the best way. Even on that first day, my heart will forever stay. Soul wax, you lift the wick, it melted. Every moment, always knew that you were my selection. I spit hard, hard and jargon in every direction. What was good was gone, cuts turned into infection. Days pass, not a second, you're not in mine. Say you love me for the wrong reasons, but why? Let me prove to you that I am not a waste of time. But you respected me and I'm thankful for that. Feeling like if I showed you my love, that you wouldn't slip through the cracks. If you don't wanna know what the Great Depression was, then turn your back. Wish I would've worked harder to make a better impression. Yes, I learned my lesson.
Can I get a little more gasoline so I can light fire?
You're a standout in a line of women taller than you. Your heart is soft, your personality so bold. You make it warmer whenever you enter a room that's cold. That's why I love, trust, and confide in you. When you're not around, you're wrapped around my mind too. I'm thankful for your presence, your beauty, your iridescence. How do I put into words that my life has been replenished by you? You're my better half, lover, friend, my center act. You stole the whole show the first time you kissed me back. I realized that I have been a selfish fool. Remember why we got the same tattoo. Mine etched on my wrist. It's all respect. All the days were always mean forever to me. So please give me a chance to pay this debt back and prove to you I'll do what it takes to put us on the right track.
Can I get a little more gasoline so I can light fire to our world? I will be whatever you need me to be so we can fight through this pain. Can I get a little more gasoline?
Don't leave me lost and all alone. Don't leave me broken with nowhere to go. Feeling like I got nowhere to go. Don't leave me out here in the cold. Don't leave me lost and all alone. Don't leave me broken with nowhere to go. Feeling like I got nowhere to go.
Gasoline, so I can light fire to our world. I'll be whatever you need me to be, so we can fight through this pain. Can I get a little more gasoline, so I can light fire to our world? Maybe you'll finally see me for who I am.
Hey,
represent, do it nice, put it down, let the world know about, get a life, real lyrics, soul, I'm too nice. This is reality, sticking in cold like ice. I'm coming straight, cause I really know about ghetto life. Real lyrics, prepare to get cut like a knife. You won't believe, cause I'm deep in your soul, I'm too nice. This is reality, sticking in cold like ice. I'm coming straight, cause I really know about ghetto life. Sugar water, 2 cent cookies from the store. Syrup sandwiches and rats running around the floor. A clothes hanger just to get a good picture on your TV. Cause where I'm from, it's real, and that's what she did. You hear good sound,
that's
he ain't a gangster. That's why he took a slug to the chest. It was one day out of the week, he forgot to wear a vest. Prostitutes working block to block to get paid. Like Monica said, it's just one of them days. I pray and thank God for every breath that I take. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't even be awake. A lot of people I know can't afford nice things. They're just happy with the clothes and the stuff that you bring. This is reality, kicking in, make you think twice. I'm proud to say I'm from the ghetto, and it's far life. Real lyrics. Cuts like a knife. You won't believe, cause I'm deep in your soul, I'm too nice. This is reality, sticking in cold like ice. I'm coming straight, cause I really know about ghetto life. Real lyrics, prepare to get cut like a knife. You won't believe, cause I'm deep in your soul, I'm too nice. This is reality, sticking in cold like ice. I'm coming straight, cause I really know about ghetto life. I'm known for rockin' party, representing my state. So I had to switch it up to let you know I ain't fake. Sometimes you gotta stop what you're doing and just think that the world and yourself could be going in a blink. Crack addict, roaming the streets for a hit. Your homeboys on the corner, drinking and getting lit. When I was young, I used to climb trees outside. Also in the 8th grade, my great-grandmother died. It was a shock, no more coffee or snapping bean eggs or brain for breakfast, if you know what I mean. This is real, thing that I'm saying is the truth. It's like a bottle of liquor, you know I'm 100 proof. I'm not a gangster, not even a thug, I'm just me. A legendary rapper laying it down like a G. Not talking about whips, rims, or even ice. You can relate to this, cause it's called ghetto life. Real lyrics, prepare to get cut like a knife. You won't believe, cause I'm deep in your soul, I'm too nice. This is reality, I'm sticking in cold like ice. I'm coming straight, cause I really know about ghetto life. Real lyrics, prepare to get cut like a knife. You won't believe, cause I'm deep in your soul, I'm too nice. This is reality, I'm sticking in cold like ice. I'm coming straight, cause I really know about ghetto life.
Let me be your getaway, you already know that I could be a fool and a
off all things for show. Then every time we get away, you make me want you more. You take me far from reality like no other before. Let's leave right now, walk right out the door. Rub that oil on my body, lay me down on the floor. All over the room, man, I'll try to just explode.
Don't know what to do, and you're mad, in trouble it seems so long. I've seen it all, so you're walking out, 'cause you're so confused, and it's hurting. Skies are blue. You're in love. The trouble it seems so long. I've seen it all.
All of it.
What was that?
All of it.
Man, who the hell are you?
All of it.
An angel?
All of it.
Well, tell me what to do.
All of it.
Go away.
All of it.
And who you trying to fool?
All of it.
An angel.
All of it.
Tell me what to do. Cause you're not free. You don't understand my pedigree. You don't understand the things I say. Make it happen anyway. You don't understand the feeling when they pop ya. Running full speed from them dogs and helicopters. What was that? Man, who the hell are you? An angel? Well, I must be one too.
All of it.
Go away.
All of it.
Man, who the hell are you?
All of it.
An angel?
All of it.
Well, tell me what to do.
Pray.
I'm hustling and struggling.
Pray.
looking to bed, can he get back up? I'm fighting these rounds with no help, swinging everything I got on these bats. About self, I'm done, independently, mentally, even physically, spiritually, being one of the best to exhibit sympathy. Really, I'm staying true to me, even with what they do to me, telling me there ain't no way in this world I'll make it musically. I'm sad in meetings, I won't mention any names, but they all the same, waiting for codes they know to say your name. And if nobody knows you, they just don't care to expose you, even if your music sounds like it's supposed to. Come on, dumb down the lyrics, you're talking with real meaning, the listeners wouldn't listen to something with real feeling. You're tripping, you're just not giving the listeners real talent. The moment you drop emotions, the moment they go and grab it, I know that I have it. I don't need your corporate advantage, cause I'm not average, I'm a dominant in the rough on this planet, and I'm gonna have it. Everything I want and anything I need, go on, sit back in your chair and watch my music lead. Staying true to me, nothing that they can do to me, taking the game musically. Let my music speak, they be using me, really ain't nothing new to me, guessing you dudes are through with me. Let my music speak, which is granted from energy to the talent, the knowledge and that I have it. Let my music speak, single-handed, not going the way I planned it, but damn it, I'm in it standing. I'm gonna open up the eyes of the youth who's unwise, surprised that I know the truth in the booth is my sunrise. Impressionable small minds that need us to unwind and teach them the right way to relate to these times. Don't carry messages, lessons within the sentences. Heaven said melody, keep on relishing with suggestion. Best and I know the power, climbing on top the tower. Minutes turn into hours and in it you're feeling powered. So still you feel the quiet, music within the silence. Divided in the world of reality and defiance. I don't care, opportunity, please be prepared. Cause in this game of truth and dare, I am ready for an affair. I want them both, being honest but taking a real approach. It's gross, how many rappers start to boast with no reason to toast? They buy a platinum chain, but ain't you in a thing, the song's the same old thing, the dick is called a game. I can't support the name, not feeling what they say. They hear a minute, they spit it, convinced they owning things. But what was here today is never here to stay. And in the end of everything, they admit that they being fake. Come on! Staying true to me, nothing that they can do to me, taking the game musically. Let my music speak, they be using me, really ain't nothing new to me, guessing you dudes are through with me. Let my music speak, which is granted from energy to the talent, the knowledge and that I have it. Let my music speak, single-handed, not going the way I planned it, but damn it, I'm in it standing. Let my music speak. I'm gonna conquer all the competition, smarter all the players, the song slayer, that eat them all alive, but save the eyes for later. I'm done with favors, I'm through making excuses. If the strongest are the ones to survive, I'm riding through it ruthless. Just try to catch me, I blow up if you gon' tempt me. I show up just for the showdown, won't bow down to where you sent me. Resent me, my soul is empty, protect me from all your power. Devour this independently, reasons for you to cower. Serious, know the serious, furious, meet the hateable. Powerful is decision and wisdom is for the capable. Looking to be relatable, that's inescapable. Long as I'm staying honest, this goddess won't be mistakable. I feel magnificent, closer to where the magic is. Having it isn't half of the battle, like can I grab it? It's rabbit, it's going faster, but tortoise is breaking habits. And man, it's getting down to the finish, you win the challenge. Gravity got distracted, tortoise just kept on added. In fact, it's a tortoise past it, and rabbit's not understanding, but I do. It means they on your mother grinding in time. That finish line is really miles behind you. Staying true to me, nothing that they can do to me, taking the game musically. Let my music speak, they be using me, really ain't nothing new to me, guessing you dudes are through with me. Let my music speak, which is granted from energy to the talent, and knowledge is that I have it. Let my music speak, single-handed, not going the way I planned it, but damn it, I'm in it standing. Let my music speak.
Let my music speak.
Well, we're pretty much to the end of the show, and I want to thank everybody who tuned in to listen to Flavor Coffee House online radio style as I continue my celebration of 4 years on the radio. This was a last-minute show, so I totally understand. If you're not here with me live, come back and check out the archives. You know, I appreciate my my family and my friends and my following from all over the world that makes those numbers jump every week in the archives. In this last set, I closed out with some of my favorite hip-hop artists. J.C. Flow is at the top of the list, one of the best and well-produced hip-hop artists out of the Pacific Northwest. I played his piece, Fire to our world featuring one of my family members, Shay Black, going into one of my dear, dear buddies out there in North Carolina, Mr. Ronnie Run with Ghetto Life. Then I played one of my family members again, Beat Bumma down there in Louisiana, and his friends JT, Smalls, and Dasha with their piece Getaway. Then my baby boy Delton Sun up here in the Pacific Northwest with Giving Up featuring R. Curtis and Corvus Blackburn. And then closing out with my baby girl BK down there in California by way of Seattle, Washington. And I played her piece, Let My Music Speak. I hope you enjoyed the music that I played for you today. You know, anything is possible, really. Anything is possible when you put your heart to it, when you turn things over, when you let go, when you forgive, when you kind of bring peace into your world, doors open up. You know, I never thought that from being a domestic violence advocate, I would open up a coffee house to then, you know, support the arts through my coffee house and create something called Flava News before I closed her doors to then, you know, becoming a radio show host, being on the air now 4 years, to now being an A&R rep for Spectrum Music Group. Anything really is possible, you know, and if you're open and you're willing to step through those doors, you just never know what opportunities are out there for you. You know, the direction that you may want to go may not actually be the direction that you do go. I tried to put a whole bunch of things in place in 2013. I wanted to build a movement. I wanted to do exchange shows from, you know, Washington to other states. I wanted to do a lot of things. And a lot of people led me to believe that they wanted to do these things with me. And just, you know, things didn't pan out. And I did let myself get a little depressed, and I did let myself get angry and frustrated in a sense, you know. But once I let go of it and said, you know, God, what is this journey that you have for me? Because it just really doesn't make any sense to me. You know, why do people not want to build? Why do they not want to come together and create a community and support one another and help lift up one another? But you know what? That wasn't the journey that I was supposed to be on. And I continued working. I continued moving forward. And God continued to open up doors for me. So thank you for being a part of this journey with me. Thank you for allowing me to share your music and talents here on Flava News Radio. Thank you for continuously, you know, supporting me and coming back and listening to my shows. You make it work. If it wasn't for you, if it wasn't for the artists, you know, I wouldn't exist. And I love doing what I do. So thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I'm going to close out with two very, very special pieces to me. And the first one is going to be a piece by a very, very dear friend of mine who's a gospel recording artist and ordained minister out there on the East Coast. This is G. Wright with Just Pray. And then the last track that I'm going to play is Wilshire Boulevard by Mark Van Claggett, dedicated to his father, John Wesley.
People are hurting, people are searching, without a hope in sight. When you are our guiding light, you've taught us just how to pray. And Father, we need you this day. We fall on our knees and say a prayer. It changes me.
Just pray
for our name.
Just pray
for salvation.
Just pray
for deliverance.
Just pray,
just pray for our sister.
Just pray
for our brother.
Just pray.
We need to pray. Just pray. But there is hope, it is in you, yeah. If we focus on you, there's nothing we can do.
can undo. We can make the change. It starts with me. It starts with you. Yeah. For a nation. For salvation. For deliverance.
Just pray.
Oh yeah.
Just pray.
For our sister. Woman, man, and child.
That's right.
That's right.
It's
yeah.
Right.
Oh.
Let's rest.
Search our hearts and souls right now.
Do you
really have a peace of mind? It doesn't take much to show we can. Open your mind.
closing out today's celebration show here at the Coffee House. I played G. Wright with Just Pray, and I'm sorry I had announced Mark Van Clagett's track as Wilshire Boulevard, and I apologize. The track that I actually wanted to play, and I did play, was Windsor Mill Road. That particular piece, I had the opportunity to hear as he tweaked and worked on it. It changed names, and he went back to the original name for it, but this particular piece is dedicated to his father who passed, John Wesley. So again, that was Windsor Mill Road by my business partner and the sponsor of Flava News Radio, Mark Van Clagett of Marlex Records. So, you know, take care. God bless, and thank you so much for supporting me here the last 4 years on Flava News Radio. I'm going to continue the celebration through the month of November. So next Saturday, I'll figure out what I'm going to do at the Coffee House. And then the last Saturday, I'm hoping that maybe Neo Soldier will be able to come back with me. And I'm crossing my fingers that with today's show that all those little kinks that I've been dealing with, technical difficulties have been all worked out and that the show went smoothly for you and me. So have a great Sunday, and I will be back, tomorrow with some jazz in the evening, huh? Enjoy. Take care. And know that you matter. All right. Bye-bye.